Good morning, Rick. Where are you this morning?
Well, I'm over at the A&W in Grand Ledge. There's about 30 people here, and we're talking about everything that's going on in the Lansing area.
Is anybody talking about Sunday liquor sales?
Well, they are. In fact, there's a local pastor here, and it's not just Sunday morning. It is also Christmas Day. That's the governor's going to have to decide whether or not to sign that.
What's your thoughts on that?
I voted no. I think it's a traditional value that, you know, it simply wasn't needed. It's not going to generate a lot of money. It's, you know, we have a lot of ideas out there going to generate money here and there. We really need a big fix. We need to reinvent Michigan.
But don't you think whatever millions we could get would be beneficial to the state?
You know, I honestly don't think it's going to generate much. It will just simply push the sales to a different day.
You know what I did wonder when I saw this bill proposal, Rick, is how do you weigh what to do to get money for the state's coffers versus what you may think may not be right in a social way?
Well, you know, I'd like to think we need to look at the bigger picture, and instead of increasing alcohol sales, for example, I'm also against keeping bars open until 4:30 in the morning. That's another proposal. I'd rather look at the big picture. And one of the bills that I've been able to pass successfully, and the governor signed that also yesterday, was to allow young nonviolent inmates in our prison system to have a second shot at a boot camp. And many of, you know, the young men go in there with an attitude. They fail the first time. This simply allows them a second chance. Maybe they spend that year looking at those four gray walls. Well, that will save us, they estimate, $45 to $50 million. That's the sort of thing we need to do.
You know what's interesting, Rick, is that Indiana can house a prisoner in 1 year for $25,000, yet it cost our state $35,000. Why is that?
Well, there's a lot of factors. I think MDOC is bloated in mid-level management, administration. I think we need to take a careful look at that. Some of the policies are bad. I think that instead of giving free phone calls to inmates, we definitely should charge them for their phone calls. It was done in the past. You know, you do have to let inmates communicate with their family. Well, we had a solution for that at the Eaton County Jail. We gave them several stamped envelopes and paper and pencil, and they could write their parents anytime they wanted.
Let's talk about the budget. It got done a little bit early. What were your thoughts about the process? What did you like? What didn't you like?
Well, certainly the process should be required to be done July 1. I favor that if the budget is not done by July 1, then no state rep, state senator, governor, lieutenant governor, nobody gets paid until it's done. That would motivate people to get it done faster, not wait to the last minute right up to October 1. I am happy that it was balanced with no tax increases. However, I'm very unhappy that what occurred, $208 million was transferred out of the school aid fund that goes to fund our K-12 education. Now, that was transferred into the community college fund because that could be done legally, but then it was backed out of there and put into the general fund. That, you know, that took that money away from K-12 to pay for all the nonsense in the general fund. I think that was a huge mistake, and I did not support it.
Well, the governor signed your bill banning the K-2 drug. We've been talking about this for months and months and months. I know you must be pleased.
Very pleased. You know, it simply was greedy people and shops, smoke shops, head shops, even gas stations around MSU are selling this product today. They better not be selling it. It better be off the shelves.
We also talked about gas being banned when it comes to euthanizing cats and dogs. You were in support of that.
Well, in fact, that's my bill. I have it's a two-part bill. It's bipartisan, and the some of the animal shelters around the state are using an archaic practice, a gas chamber to euthanize dogs and cats. The problem is they pack them in there. It's not just one. It's multiple dogs biting each other. Then they turn the gas on. It's a terrible death. Inappropriate. Only 8 counties are still doing it out of the 83. And the proper way to do it is with a shot of sodium phenobarbital. It's very humane. And so we're hoping we've gotten the bill through the House. We hope the Senate soon takes it up because I think it's important also to the image of Michigan. We want people to come here as tourists, and we don't want to have that image of a doggy gas chamber state. You know, it's a terrible image for the nation.
Where does your bill stand in regards to the legislation to ban marijuana bars and clubs?
We're going to be looking at that right after the election. The Speaker of the House has asked me to serve on a bipartisan committee to determine how we can clarify the law that passed that was on the ballot. Unfortunately, the group that put the law on the ballot, they simply want to legalize marijuana. They purposely made it very gray. And so we need to clean it up. And I certainly want to stop the marijuana bars where people go and consume the marijuana, then get right back on the road and drive. It's simply inappropriate. And one of the local sheriffs told me, he says, well, you know, Rick, it must be Harley Davidson causes a lot of pain because he says, I see Harley Davidsons around all the marijuana bars.
It's 7:42. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with State Representative Rick Jones. Rick, speaking of the election, I want to get your take. News has come out about Rick Snyder, and I don't know if it's true or not. It's an allegation that he has not paid some taxes and some issues. Another issue for Virge Bonero's running mate was released in a Detroit news story that she was about to have a home foreclosed on. What's your take when dirty laundry like that is aired? And when it comes out, if those allegations are true, if it looks like someone who wants to have control and be a politician in our state can't run their own finances correctly, should they be allowed to hold these offices?
Well, I've never favored dirty politics. It's not needed. I think we should look at the positive in the candidates, not the negative. I have no idea what they're talking about with Rick Snyder, but I'm assuming it's some sort of business situation. And any businessman or woman out there could have a disagreement with government over taxes. Certainly our businesses are overtaxed. As far as the lieutenant governor candidate on the Democrat side, you know, I can see where that situation could occur. I've had friends that, you know, were in foreclosure for various reasons. One man even was simply transferring his house to a different bank. And since the payments didn't get paid for 2 months, it threw him into foreclosure. So that sort of thing happens, and I think voters should look beyond that and look for the positive messages.
All right, Rick, before we let you go, the budget is taken care of. We've got an election coming up between now and then. Anything new and newsy that you're going to be working on?
Well, I'd like to say we're going to continue to work every day between now and the election on important things to fix Michigan, to reinvent Michigan. But unfortunately, I'm sure that the Speaker of the House and Leader of the Senate will put us out till after the election. I don't favor that, and I'm going to continue working on things that we need to do in this state, such as not having people use marijuana and then get right back in the road and drive.
All right, Rick, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. We always feel like we're smarter people after we get your knowledge. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.